Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Laurie Baldwin's here, too, because she's a really smart person, member of our Brain Trust. Well, all of our Brain Trust members are really smarter. Otherwise, we wouldn't allow them to be on our Brain Trust. We don't always find smart people. Sometimes we find people who aren't so smart, but we don't invite them to be on our Brain Trust. You have to be pretty smart. Well, the two things you have to do. You have to be smart and you have to laugh at my jokes. Those are the two main requirements for being a member of my Brain Trust. And Laurie Baldwin qualifies on both of those fronts, at least so far. I mean, she's always going to be smart, but she at least so far, she always laughs at my jokes. She's the president of Net Baldwin, and she's our good friend. Laurie, welcome back to the show.
Well, hey, thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you back. Laurie, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about today is how to use this great big worldwide web to our maximum advantage locally. And by that, and you know, we've been talking for years. I have been on the show. My Brain Trust members on the show have been talking for years about how to, you know, establish a storefront on in cyberspace and have bring the world to your door, blah blah blah, and that's still very true. That's still very important. It's still something we all need to do. But some companies, some small businesses, they don't want the world to come to their door. They don't have the kinds of products that people are going to come to their door to buy, because they do things like sell tires or dry cleaners or Joe's restaurant down the block where you can get the best hamburger in Northwest Arkansas or wherever it may be. And so those people have a little bit of a different requirement for the website, for the internet, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. And really, you summed it up. They don't need somebody out of Seattle. They need somebody who's down the block within a 25-50-mile radius. And what's happened with Google and Yahoo is that they have changed and modified their products so that you can actually, firms like mine can address that need and help somebody who wants clients for a dry cleaning business or somebody who wants clients for a tanning salon, where they're not going to drive 50 or 100 miles, they're going to drive around the block.
Right. One of my friends, Tom Feltenstein, is a hospitality expert, especially restaurants. And he talks about is four walls marketing inside your four walls, and then marketing inside the four corners of your property, and then marketing inside the sort of the four corners of your part of the marketplace. In other words, if you have that kind of a business, you know, you start out in concentric circles, and you basically just go out as far as people who can drive to you in 5 minutes and walk to you in 10 minutes. You know, that kind
right,
of thing.
Absolutely.
So those kind of folks, I fear, Laurie, that those kinds of folks, like we talked about the dry cleaners and Joe's Hamburger Joint and all those kind of things. I fear that over the last several years, those people have said, "Well, the internet really isn't for me. It doesn't help me that much." But that's no longer necessarily true, is it?
Well, in fact, it's completely the opposite, because 85-90% of the people who are looking for a new dry cleaner, a new dentist, a new restaurant, a certain type of restaurant, start on the internet. And so, what's happening for all of those people who have?
Are you saying that people who want a local vendor of some kind, instead of picking up the Yellow Pages, will go to the internet?
Absolutely.
Where do you have
Absolutely.
Research for that?
We have research for that. I can send you the source on that.
Oh, I believe you. I'm not questioning your. I believe you. I just wondered about that. I think that's very interesting. That's a sea change, isn't it?
It's what's happened is that people have started searching on the internet. Well, started. you're seeing huge numbers of traffic. I think it's over 70% of the people. I actually think it might be closer to 90, depending on who gives you the research. Start on the internet looking for those local locations. They're using the Yellow Pages to sit on so they can reach their computer.
So they might say, hamburgers in North Little Rock or something like that, or Arlington, Texas, whatever. They actually put the city beside their search to connect that, and so the search engine would help them find that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I've done that. By the way, I have done that. Now, I haven't necessarily done that in my own hometown because I kind of know who's out there in my own hometown. But I have done that in other places. I have searched for certain capabilities, certain things in other cities. Maybe I was going there and I was searching for a certain thing, and I'd type in that idea, that whatever I was looking for, and then put beside it, I would put the city.
Exactly.
So there's no reason why you can't do that in your own hometown, is there? But it doesn't work if you don't if that company doesn't have a website.
It does actually. What some companies are doing, and we're one of them, is that we are building directories and landing pages where if you don't have a website, you've got a web presence, and you've still got it in that small budget arena that it's been untouchable by these smaller companies until now.
So whenever I have asked tiny, tiny companies, little mom and pops, little neighborhood businesses, if you have a website, and they've said no, and I have always said, yeah, well, I think you need one, but now I've got some good ammunition to say, look, you wouldn't not be in the phone book. You have a phone; people can call you. You're at least in the white pages. You wouldn't not list your company. You don't have an unlisted phone number for your business. Why would you be unlisted on the internet? Would that be a good way to say it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now you guys are working on some things. I know that are helping small businesses like this reach out and have the availability to be touched by folks in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. We're putting up a software product that will allow them to put a business profile up. It'll link their online Yellow Pages ads, their Google ads, their anything that is online to them.
So it's sort of like a print ad in the Yellow Pages on steroids. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about how you can do this, folks, when we come back right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And the blog, I can't believe how the blog has taken off. You guys are just using the blog like crazy. Thank you for that. And not only that, but when you get there, you're using more pages on the blog than I didn't realize it. Laurie Baldwin, do you have a blog?
We have several blogs for our clients. I don't have one up right now for us.
Well, my folks at my office worked on me for 6 months before I agreed to do a blog. And it wasn't that I was being a Luddite. I was just had to get my hands around it, get my head around it. But boy, my audience, my users are our website are really apparently like the blog. They're using it a lot. It's very impressive. that technology, that block technology. And anyway, check it out, folks, when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also go back and listen to past interviews that Laurie and I have done, including this one, which will be posted later today. If you want to go back and listen to something that Laurie said over and over again. I know you won't want to listen to what I say over and over again, but maybe you want to listen to Laurie. Laurie, give us your website as well, please.
www.netbaldwin.com. N-E-T-B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Net Baldwin.
Netbaldwin.com. Okay, now we were talking about how to go out on this World Wide Web and bring local people to a local business. How do we do that?
Well, you work with a company like ours, and you have them aggregate or put together your online Yellow Pages ad, your Google, make sure you're submitted to the Google local listing, to the Yahoo listing. There's a bunch of other listings that you can be submitted to. Put up a small presence landing page so that when somebody Googles you or looks for you, they get a map or they get information about you, they get your phone number, they get your hours. You put up a coupon, something's okay, come by and see us. And
let's flesh this out a little bit. Obviously a person that would be a prospect for something like this is not going to be ready for an e-commerce site where people can buy and sell online, but can we put a catalog up there? Could we put our menu up there? Could we list the prices, or not, maybe prices, maybe not, but could we list the different things that we sell and maybe new products, that kind of thing? Can we do that?
Absolutely. That's the kind of thing you want to do.
How easy is it to change these things?
Well, right now we're doing it for our clients. Within a few months, you'd go to your own screen, you'd log in, you'd change it yourself.
You'd have administrative access to your information.
Absolutely, and it'd be as simple as just going into a Word document and changing what's up there.
All right. So now, do you recommend this for everyone or just people who don't have websites?
No, I think
only
for people who want
only business. People. Only people who want business. I got you. But no, I mean, if somebody's already got a website, would this be redundant?
It depends on what audience you're trying to track for. What it allows us to do is normally we handle much larger clients. This approach is going to allow us to work with people who have a limited budget, who are looking for a limited locality. If you've got a website and you're working for a national audience, you're going to want to talk to us anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to want to do is just help you determine what the best fit is for where you're going.
I can see where some small businesses have put up such an elaborate, fancy website that they almost would be better off to go back to what you're talking about instead of this website that nobody can really find out about, can really find out about them. They probably, people who go to their website, all they want is just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, just the facts. Where do I find you? When are you open? Exactly.
Well, now, this is not a leads generating type of service. That's not what you're talking about. It's leads in terms of the fact that people come there and hopefully contact you. But you're not going out and aggregating or pulling in people. You're not targeting prospects for these people. You're not doing anything like that. You're just making it easy for people to, you've lowered the barrier to entry, so to speak, and to help small businesses, local small businesses, get more local business.
Yes. You've got it summed up right there.
Where can they find this capability?
The thing that they should do right now, we're rolling the product out as we speak. If they want to participate in the beta test, they should email me. If they want to participate when the product is live and up, we'll put a link off your website.
When's it going to be ready?
End of August.
End of August. Okay, so keep checking with Net Baldwin, folks. You can check with me. We'll keep letting folks know about that. Give us your website, Laurie, so they know how to get you.
It's www.netbaldwin.com.
That's the website. How about the email?
Oh, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, @netbaldwin.com.
All right, sounds good. Laurie, thank you for being here, and keep us posted on when this thing rolls out, because we're gonna want to tell folks about it. I think it'll be a good service that'll help folks, and especially those small business owners who only want local business, because that's the kind of business you have. Thank you, Laurie, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks.
Lori Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen. That's netbaldwin.com. Quick break, right back with our good buddy Ken Gronbach. We're going to talk some more about demographics and generational marketing and stuff like that. It's things that you and I need to know as we penetrate the market, as we make our business plans for the rest of this year and beyond. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.